Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Canada Geese. Good morning. Creation's Adventure today will teach us more about the magnificent Canada Goose. Genesis 1:20. And let birds of the fair fly above the earth. This is easy to identify. The Canada Goose. It's very large. It is very much black on it, with a black head and white cheeks and a brown body. Canada geese have good eyesight and live for many years, 10 to 20, which is a long life for a wild bird. The bird mom and dad stay together their whole lives until one dies. Female birds have a lower honk, their bird call. They are water birds because they spend so much time in lakes, ponds, and rivers. The female, called a dame, lays 6 white eggs, and their babies are called goslings. A whole group of Canada geese are called a gaggle. A female's tail is pointed and a male's tail is rounded. When you pass golf courses or ponds here in Avery County, many times you will see a gaggle of geese. Many migrate in spring and then again in late winter and then in the fall. They fly in huge V formations in the sky. The front flyer will rotate because that one takes over for the head. It is very tough because of the heavy wind. They eat insects and fish, green vegetation, grains, and grasses. The parents are very good at taking care of their little ones. They always return to the same nesting area that they came from the year before. Usually one parent will lead in the water. The goslings will walk in a straight line behind them, and the other parent will be at the back. I have watched many times as the parents take their little ones for a swim, all in a straight line, then will take the goslings up on the bank for a nap, and then back into the water in a straight formation, and they do this all day long. Predators for these beautiful goslings are coyotes, fox, raccoons, ravens, and crows, and even bear. Once they are adults, they are rarely attacked because they are very aggressive and fight hard. The geese adapt to human areas, so we see them more than other birds. They are very protective of themselves and their little ones, so keep a big distance away from those precious ones. Many people hunt these birds for food, but they must be hunted in designated areas. We almost lost the Canada goose population to their loss of habitat where they live many years ago, but 130 countries came together and restored their needed wetlands, and their numbers grew back. Thank you, God, for your beautiful Canada geese. We always know when it's fall, as many migrate south, or spring when they come back north. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.